Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Now, everyone has heard of food fasts. They don't want to hear too much about it. Everyone's heard of food fasts. But have you ever heard of a soul fast? You see, it's not what you're eating, but it's what's eating you. What's eating you? Now, I'm with Dr. Cindy Trim, best-selling author, but I want to find out a little bit about who she really is. Cindy, this is hard for me to comprehend, but you're a young child. You have no paradigm for Jesus. You're not born again. And you start having angelic visitations.
Absolutely.
And what impact did that have on you as a child?
I didn't have the building blocks to really understand what was going on. Now when I look back, it was God speaking to me and talking to me about my future destiny. And I believe in angels, so I had angelic visitations. I had a drive to want to know about God and His Word. It was just innate, and I think it had a lot to do with purpose and destiny. And all of us are wired with that God whole in our spirit, a God-sized hole in our soul. And we all have different experiences. I call them defining moments. Those moments that we come to our sense and sensibility.
Okay,
that there's something bigger than us.
Let's take you to a defining moment.
Yeah.
You're 17 years of age.
Yeah.
You give your heart to God. Mm-hmm. You make Jesus your Lord. And you're in a church that doesn't believe in the gifts, doesn't believe in speaking
Absolutely.
In supernatural languages, visions, dreams. And she's in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, in a church that doesn't even believe in this, she gets filled with the Spirit of the living God and starts speaking in supernatural languages. What was that like?
To tell you the truth, I knew it had to be God. It couldn't have been anyone else. And when I raised my hands, God spoke to me and let me know that I was called to the nations. I didn't know how I was going to get to the nations, but I knew that this was a calling of God. And I knew it had to be God. I had read it in a book. I didn't have anyone to teach me about the supernatural.
So who taught you if you didn't have anyone?
It had to be God. And I believe that it's God that is calling each one of us. And we have a way that we dismiss the supernatural because it's taught out of us. If it's not empirical, if it's not something that we can touch, scientists say that it can't be real. But I often think about my kidneys. I've never seen my kidneys. But just because I can't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. I know that it's there because if I didn't have my kidneys, I would not be functioning like this. If I didn't have my heart, I would not be breathing like this. If I didn't have my lungs, I could not exhale like this. So sometimes we try to dismiss things that we know is real. And then it was confirmed. There were people all of a sudden that said to me, oh, you've got to read this book or read the Bible. It's in the Bible. And this is why shows like this, broadcasts like this, is important because we can confirm what people are having as experiences, but they don't have the vocabulary to articulate it.
Cindy, for the last few years, you have been teaching on soul wounds.
Yeah.
Basically, what is a soul wound?
A soul wound is those things that are in our lives that at a subconscious level are hidden in our memories. Experiences that have hurt us, wounded us, that we may not even be able to recall, or they could be memories that we can recall and we rehearse it over and over in our mind. We want to get rid of them, but we don't know how to get rid of them. And they're stuck there. They affect everything about us. They affect us while we're awake. They affect how we respond to things people do to us or say to us. They affect how we live. The quality of our lives is affected by these things, memories, things that are suppressed, things that are repressed. And they're like a cancer to our soul, and people want to get rid of it.
I'm looking at you. Mm-hmm. You're looking at her. She is an elegant, articulate woman with a PhD, and you think, she never had any problems. She doesn't know what it's like. But at age two, her father abandoned her.
Where are you going?
And you had soul wounds that were literally sabotaging your life.
It sabotaged relationships. I didn't know that, though. And this is the thing, you know, it's not about the things that you know, it's the things that you don't know. And there's a statement that I always make. Could things be the way they are because you are the way you are? And what one thing can you change that can change everything? And you could change the way you look at yourself, the way you feel about yourself. And it starts by looking at the Word of God. The Word of God is our measuring rod for how we should live.
How did these soul wounds affect your relationship with God?
It affected it because I didn't know that I was transferring my lack of trust in my Father to God. So I could trust God as my Savior. I could trust God as my healer, but I couldn't trust him as my provider because I didn't know a father that provided. And so my faith in God as my father was sabotaged because of the past experience that I had as an abandoned child.
Would you be who you are today if those soul wounds hadn't been healed?
Absolutely not.
We're going to be right back because you have soul wounds. And God's about ready to fix them.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Cindy Trim wants to impart to you how to take back what the enemy has stolen and teach you how to walk in God's power to access every one of God's promises for your life. Call now and get Cindy Trim's life-changing course, The 40-Day Soul Fast, which includes her book, her interactive study guide, and her anointed 8-part DVD teaching. Plus, you'll receive her powerful book, Reclaim Your Soul. The entire course is yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9231. This course is interactive. You read, learn, internalize, and then experience the supernatural power of God. You will identify destructive relationships in your life, break free from their harmful impact, avoid unhealthy emotional attachments, and shield your soul from possible damage. Unlock your potential and refuse to settle for anything or anyone that pulls you away from fulfilling your God-given purpose. Receive your breakthrough and access every one of God's blessings and promises for your life. The book and interactive study guide include Cindy's own notes, plus questions to guide you through every lesson and personal steps to activate what you learn. So you will see the transformation and healing take place in your life. The DVD includes 8 anointed weekly teachings.
Nurturing our soul is nurturing ourselves. I would absolutely not be where I am today if the hole in my soul wasn't healed.
Don't miss out on getting Cindy Trim's life-changing course, The 40-Day Soul Fast, which includes her book, her interactive study guide, and her anointed 8-part DVD teaching. Plus, you'll also receive her powerful book, Reclaim Your Soul. The entire course is yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9231. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9231 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I'm with Dr. Cindy Trim. And Cindy, we talk about a soul fast. Just briefly, what is the soul?
The soul is the part of ourselves that gives us the ability to know that we're separate from everything else that is around us. The soul gives us our identity, our personality, our temperament. It allows us to know where we end and someone else starts. The soul is the spiritual aspect of who you are. It's separate from your body because your soul gives you or gives the body its animation and its energizing. So the soul energizes the body, animates the body. And this is why when you die, the body decomposes, but the soul doesn't. So the soul is the eternal part of you that gives you the ability to know that you exist. It gives you your consciousness, your mind, your will, and your emotion, separate from the spirit, though.
Okay. Now, you talk about wounding of the soul and the need for a soul fast. And it's not food.
No.
What? Give me an example of one aspect of a soul fast and what it does for you.
Okay. The soul fast is about, just like fasting, the natural fast is separating yourself from food so that you can connect to God. The soul fast is about giving yourself an opportunity to connect to God so that He can heal you of anything that's contaminating your spirit, causing toxicity in your soul. So it's like detoxifying and decontaminating your very soul from memories and hurts and pains that we really need to get over that sabotages our progress, our future, our happiness, our life in God.
And you know what I find? When these wounds are healed, it then causes you to have a pure connection through your spirit with God. And when you have that pure connection, it takes care of your emotional problems, it takes care of your physical. Speaking of physical problems, tell me in your own life, your own family, how God has healed some.
Yeah, my sister was healed from cancer. And I mean, she went to the doctor. The doctor told her, well, you're going to have a mastectomy. And I said to her, listen, don't worry about it. I prayed for you. She went back to the doctor. There was no sign of cancer.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been healed. My mother's been healed.
What have you been healed?
I've been healed of, I went to the doctor. I just felt weak and my blood count had dropped all the way to 3. And then I found out, they said, you've got to get a blood transfusion. And I decided
I didn't want to.
And I went back home. And the Lord began to talk to me. He said, Cindy, a portion of this is self-sabotage, is self-fulfilling prophecy. I made a statement a long time ago. I didn't know that it affected my health. But once I renounced the statement that I made over my life, I went back to the doctor. My blood count had gone from 3 straight back up to 12 without a blood transfusion.
Now, words are very, very important. Words affect that you speak with your own mouth, your body believes it, and words that people speak about you. What do you do about it? You can do something about what you say, but what do you do about what people say about you?
Philippians says, whatsoever things are true and lovely and honest and just and praiseworthy, there are 8 specific things that qualify for what you accept as something that you replay in your mind. And if it doesn't align with those 8 different categories, you've got to reject it. And then you can superimpose words over things that have hurt you, words that have hurt you in your past. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we have to believe those things. By faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. A frame makes a picture valuable or it devalues it. So we give our lives value or we devalue our lives by the words that we speak. Words don't disappear. They don't dissipate. Words have power, presence,
just
prophetic implications.
Just because you say something and you figure it's done, I've said it.
It doesn't disappear.
What Cindy is saying is in the invisible world, They're still there.
Yeah, because Hosea said, sow to the wind, reap a whirlwind. So if a person puts their hand in front of their mouth, you could feel the wind from out of your mouth. And that is affecting something in the even the atmosphere. There's scientists even support what we're saying. So, it's called the butterfly effect. They said the wind flow in California affects the current in China. So if you put your hand in front of your mouth, there's a wind that is blowing. So it's affecting something in your life,
okay,
something
right,
in the
look,
world.
We've all made mistakes. Some of you have made mistakes just in the last hour. And
yes.
You know what I'm talking about. What do we do about it?
You renounce it. You renounce it, and then you superimpose the word of God. If you don't want to see it, don't say it. But if you've said it, you can superimpose an alternative word. You could renounce it, and then you could speak the word of God over that situation, over that personality. And if you've said things that hurt people, you can always say, I'm sorry.
Now, it's not what you're eating that is affecting you. The question is, what is eating you? We're going to be right back and find out about miracles that break loose when you get control over your words and your soul wounds. You get rid of them. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, most people don't realize this, but life and death is in the power of your tongue. You better watch what you're saying. Dr. Trim, tell me about someone that sat under your teaching, where you're teaching like what you've been doing on words and soul wounds and the results.
Somebody just sent me something this morning that is so powerful. She said that she had suffered from heart problems and she had meningitis. She was debilitated for 4 years. And she sat under the teaching about the power of the spoken word. She decided, let me just see if this really works. So she spent the night decreeing and declaring over her body. And the most amazing thing happened to her. She said she woke up. The pain in her back was gone. She could get up. She could do what she couldn't do before. The heart palpitation has gone and it has not returned. And that was August. And it's months and months that have gone by, and the pain is gone. She's been back to the doctor, and she associates it with the power of the spoken word.
Cindy, give me a scripture. I'm a scripture guy that supports what you teach on soul issues.
Mark 8, 36, 37. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world or lose his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And the scripture says, and it lays the soul juxtaposed with all the wealth in the world. That's the gold, the silver, that's all the petroleum. And the world is not only this world, but the starry heavens. So all the power in the intergalactic world. He said, if you can compare the value of everything is in this world with your soul, then you can know how valuable it is. I bought a little prop to explain. So here's a chocolate. So if you give me the dollar and I give you this, you can hold the 5 pounds. I want to make it universal. And I give you this.
Five? This is English.
What is the value of that candy?
What is the value of the candy?
Yeah. A dollar, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, give me the candy. One more prop.
But wait a second.
One
you
more
gave
prop.
It to me.
One more prop. Okay, look. Okay. So you say, Cindy, I want that candy. And I say, it's going to cost $5. You said, I thought you just said a dollar. Now you're so hungry. Here you go.
I'm willing.
But you give me the 5 pounds.
I'll compromise. Okay.
So I'm going to, the reason why I'm showing you this is, even though you initially gave me a dollar, the worth of that candy bar to you is a dollar. But as soon as I changed it and I said, now it's going to cost you $5. You gave me the $5. The worth of that candy bar is no longer a dollar. It's $5. And many of us have sold ourselves short because the scripture in Mark 8 says succinctly that the worth of your soul is more than all the gold, the silver, the petroleum. If you can valuate all the precious thing in this world, that's the value of our soul. And many people have sold themselves short because they did not know the value of the soul. And that's why a soul fast is important. Could things be the way they are? Because you are the way you are. We don't know the value of ourselves, so we always sell ourselves short.
What, between you and me, really and truly, Cindy, what difference has you taking care of the wounds in your soul made in your life?
I'm living unhampered. I live with faith. I live with hope. And the things that sabotage me in my past, many things that I did not know about, does not sabotage me any longer. And I can say with all sincerity, that I no longer am a product of my environment. Now when I walk into communities and environments, I don't have to adjust to accommodate the environment, but the environment adjusts to accommodate me. I'm not a product of my environment anymore. I'm not a statistic. I'm everything that God wanted me to be, and I'm living a life on purpose with dignity, meaning, and hope. And that's what I pray for every individual in this earth.
Well, you know as well as I do, there are people watching us right now that are hurting
deeply.
And they think no one cares.
Yes.
They don't know what, they don't even know why they're hurting. They just know they're hurting. Would you talk to someone right now and give them hope that is hopeless?
Yes. You know, it's hard when someone says you don't have to feel that way when you do feel that way. And I know what that feels like. But God himself will visit you. And this is why it's a privilege for Sid and I to come to you today to give you hope, because hope is an anchor for your soul. And I want you to know that you really do matter to us, and God loves you, we love you, and we are praying and rooting for you by faith. And today means everything to both Sid and I, to have the opportunity to let you know that you matter.
If you had a minute to pray for people,
yes,
right now, what would the prayer be?
I would pray for those that feel like they don't belong.
Please.
And those that feel abandoned. Our Father and our God, I speak over the lives of everyone that is listening. I pray that you would touch them. You are their heavenly Father. You said that you would not leave us as an orphan. And I know from personal experience the pain that one goes through when they don't feel as if they belong. And so for everyone that is listening that have been abandoned or betrayed or rejected or hurt or is sitting there lonely with tears coming down their eyes, that have given up, that has thrown in the towel, that is living their life just disconnected from who they are, afraid of trying again, afraid of being rejected, the hurt, the pain, the loneliness. I pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that you will touch them by their spirit. And even as you were able to visit me in a kitchen by myself, and you cause your spirit to come upon me to let me know that I am no longer an orphan, but a child of God, I decree that right now you would visit everyone that is listening and viewing and give them hope and let them know that they are loved and they are lovable and they are not alone. And bless them, oh God. Let them believe again. Let them hope again. Even if it's just for this moment, do not allow them to commit suicide, not naturally or spiritually or emotionally, but let them hope again for today in Jesus' name. And then let them do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day until, God, the hole in their soul is healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, while she was praying, someone that has, maybe it's arthritis, but there's pain in your fingers. The pain is gone. Someone else has a serious heart condition. Emotionally, yes, but I'm talking physically. You are healed in Jesus' name. And someone else needs a heart transplant supernaturally. The Bible says that we will be given a new heart if you make Jesus your Lord, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, and live inside of you. You'll get a new heart, a heart transplant.
Dr. Cindy Trim was born into poverty on the island of Bermuda, one of seven children raised by a single mother. Through the supernatural power of God, she overcame her adversities, and today she is known as a best-selling author and transformational leader. She has helped tens of thousands rediscover their God-given destiny and purpose.
I decided to start a teaching on the 40-day soul fast and to explain that it's not about what you're eating, it's about what's eating you.
Now, Cindy Trim wants to impart to you how to take back what the enemy has stolen and teach you how to walk in God's power to access every one of God's promises for your life. Call now and get Cindy Trim's life-changing course, The 40-Day Soul Fast, which includes her book, her interactive study guide, and her anointed 8-part DVD teaching. Plus, you'll receive her powerful book, Reclaim Your Soul. The entire course is yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9231.
When I decided that I was going to go on a 40-Day Soul Fast, I discovered that I was able to live more authentically, true to who God said that I was, not people, not circumstances. I didn't have to be a victim of abuse, or I didn't have to be a product of my environment, and that I had within myself the things that God placed there to surmount anything that was challenging me on a day-to-day basis.
This course is interactive. You read, learn, internalize, and then experience the supernatural power of God. You will identify destructive relationships in your life, break free from their harmful impact, avoid unhealthy emotional attachments, and shield your soul from possible damage. Unlock your potential and refuse to settle for anything or anyone that pulls you away from fulfilling your God-given purpose. Receive your breakthrough and access every one of God's blessings and promises for your life. The book and interactive study guide include Cindy's own notes, plus questions to guide you through every lesson and personal steps to activate what you learn, so you will see the transformation and healing take place in your life. The DVD includes 8 anointed weekly teachings, which will help bring you into greater mental, emotional, and spiritual health and prosperity.
Nurturing our soul is nurturing ourselves. I would absolutely not be where I am today if the hole in my soul wasn't healed.
Don't miss out on getting Cindy Trim's life-changing course, The 40-Day Soul Fast, which includes her book, her interactive study guide, and her anointed 8-part DVD teaching. Plus, you'll also receive her powerful book, Reclaim Your Soul. The entire course is yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9231. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9231 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest has gone to heaven frequently, and he was instructed how the scriptures tell us that we can access heaven, and he teaches, and multitudes then begin going to heaven after they're exposed to its teaching.